Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We've been discussing the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw. So we discussed the first two tests. The third test, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam loved his son very much. When Ismail alayhi salam grew up into a young boy, Ibrahim alayhi salam saw in a dream that he was slaughtering his beloved son. The dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salam are always true and are an indication of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned this dream to Nabi Ismail, to Ismail alayhi salam, who replied, "O my beloved father, do as you have been commanded. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, you will find me to be from the patient ones." They both left for Mina. Shaitan, our enemy, tried to mislead them on the way. When he saw him, he said, "Allahu Akbar," and pelted Shaitan with 7 stones. He tried this trick another 2 times, but each time Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam threw stones at him and chased him away. Those who go for Hajj also pelt stones at Mina, at 3 pillars which represent the shaitan. When they finally reached the place of slaughter, Ismail alayhi salam was laid down facing the Qibla. Ibrahim alayhi salam sharpened his knife. He tried slaughtering his son with all his throat of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. A voice from the skies echoed, "O Ibrahim, you have fulfilled the command in your dreams. Verily, we reward those who do good." When both father and son realized that this was yet another qibla which they had passed successfully, they were overjoyed. A sheep from Jannah was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it was slaughtered by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. To remember this great event, we have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sacrifice an animal every year on the day of Eid al-Adha. Being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam the Khalilullah, the true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all these tests, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not use his logic to question the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather submitted himself to the divine command. This obedience to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Khalil. This is a lesson for us that many a time we question the logic behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, rather than accepting it wholeheartedly. How can we then ever attain the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? SubhanAllah.